Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Welcome to Web Gems. We'll do this every single day at 11:30. It is me talking about baseball for 15 minutes every single day.
Abso-friggin-lutely not.
I forgot to tell you, Danny, that we made an executive decision, and by we, I meant me, and we have decided that this is just baseball for 15 minutes every day.
That's what you'd want.
I don't know if I want, you know?
Yo, you 100% want it. You said it the other day, you're like...
That was just on Tuesdays, though.
What if we just spent like 15 minutes every week talking about baseball?
Just one day a week.
And I was like,
I asked for one day a week.
I was like, no, we can't.
I asked for one day a week.
We can't. We can talk baseball when it matters.
Dude, when I go home and I watch baseball all night, I feel like I'm cheating. I feel like I'm cheating on my wife. I'm like sitting in bed. I'm like starting to type some show prep stuff. You know, I'm thinking about what do we talk about? I'm flipping around websites and reading interviews and stuff like that. And then I got baseball on and I'm just like, oh, you dirty little girl. You
bunt,
dirty little girl over there.
Bunt for me, Daddy. Bunt for me.
I did. The other morning I woke up and watched 4 minutes of Ichiro bunting.
You did. You told me. You're like, I said something about Ichiro. You're like, I watched 4 minutes of bunt highlights.
It was so good. His bunts were so amazing. Yeah, that's where I am now. I'll tell you what, waking up
I can't say anything because I sit here and watch Summer League pick and roll. Like,
yeah,
because
we all got our nerd
look,
stuff.
Dude, when I say I watched like literally a couple dozen hours of Young Hanson tape,
yeah.
I did. I watched all of his U18, all of his U19, and all of his
CBA
footage.
I watch bad sci-fi movies and I watch bad westerns because it's just what I like.
Look, I am a very easy man to please when it comes to like movies. Like the FX running Marvel movie. If there's nothing else like that I have to watch on, I'm just going to put something on in the background. Whatever Marvel movie is running, click, turning it on. Look, I am a simple, simple man. It works for me.
You know, it's funny. I did The Hot Corner for 10 years. Mm-hmm. All right. I love that show. I deeply miss it. My good, good, good friend, Joe Fisher, III. And that show got so easy to do after a while because I watched so much baseball that it was like, it didn't even really have to prep for it. Going back to being a baseball fan on my own terms now is quite relieving, if that makes any sense.
Like, sure.
It's not that The Hot Corner was some like big burden on me that I had to watch baseball a certain way and I could only look, but like, I'm no longer looking for stories. I'm just watching baseball. And it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
You're just watching it for the fun of it.
I'm watching it because I love baseball.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. And there are days when I go, you know what? Yesterday, I did not watch baseball. I did not watch a single pitch of baseball.
Really?
Really.
That's why you're hungover. It's withdrawals.
Oh, I watched zero baseball yesterday. Yeah. And guess what? That's okay.
Patty needs his baseball.
Is today Tuesday?
Yeah.
Is today Tuesday?
Yeah.
The Hot Corner will be hosed tonight because I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to watch baseball tonight, though. Web Gems is our new segment we'll do every single day at 11:30. And, you know, a little similar to your worst day on the web, but I think we're just carving out a spot for things that I find great. I found this morning as I was doing my my B1G prep. And, you know, Brandman did not find this amusing.
You really wanted to push this over and over and over.
Because I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. On October 11th, according to the B1G.org, their football schedule, Indiana will be at Oregon in Eugene at Autzen Stadium for a 5 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time kickoff time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little early for football.
I am here for it. They're going to go up against Purdue in Minnesota. They are also at 5 a.m. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine whoever uploaded this didn't use the old military time.
But here's the crazy thing, though, because right above it, the Friday night game, Rutgers at UW, 6 p.m.
Yeah, I think whoever did this meant to put in p.m. and didn't put it in right.
Which leaves me thinking, how awesome would this be? USC at Notre Dame, 4:30 a.m.
Well,
South
I mean,
Bend.
If you're in Hawaii, this is your weekly life.
Oh, dude, I Look, hate that so much.
West Coast Ooh. Time is fantastic. Hawaii/Australia. So Sam Vecini, who writes for The Athletic, covers the NBA and draft college basketball and stuff like that. Sam, it's so funny talking to him. He legitimately covers basketball on a 9-to-5 basis. Because in Australia, he wakes up at 8 o'clock in the morning and starts watching live games.
Oh.
Because he lives in Australia.
Yeah.
And so like he works like a 9-to-5 watching games live in the sports. US. And then when he's done, he has his
whole
night.
His local stuff.
Well, he can just do whatever.
Yeah, because it's not till the next day.
He's like,
dude,
he's like, I will never come back to the States permanently. He's like, there's just no reason for me to come back. It is phenomenal.
That is high key, great life values.
Right? Like,
yes.
Look, people are joking about, you know, the time switch for me doing this show now. There's like, during the season, if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see it on my face.
Brandon was in here as we were doing the pit stop change, mm-hmm. and he goes, I mean, dude, 10-to-1, that's a great slot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you got to be happy about that. I was like, I'm over the moon. Like, professionally, I love it.
Yeah.
And he goes, personally, and Danny goes, absolutely terrible. And I go, also, absolutely love it. 10-to-1 is so great for me. Well, it's forcing me now to get up a little earlier, which I need to do in general, which is going to force me to drink a little less, which I need to do in general.
Well, Spray hit me with the, well, what do you mean? And he just remembered, oh, that's right, game nights. He's like, oh, that's right, you don't get home until like 1 a.m.
I'm
like, yeah, dog, it's going to be tough.
R.I.P. Danny.
They're like, it's going to be, I'm going to leave the house at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning and not get home until 1 o'clock in the morning on game days.
Rutgers at Purdue on October 25th at 9:01 a.m.
I mean.
It says 9:01.
That's not. Totally. So somebody just dropped the ball on this.
Oregon at Iowa, 4 a.m. in Iowa City.
Oh, God.
Dude,
playing that team, like getting your teeth kicked in at 4 o'clock in the morning, you usually got to pay extra for that.
USC at Autzen, 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
God.
I would love to go to a 4 a.m. game. Oregon at UW at Husky Stadium, 4 a.m. November 29th. I'm not making this up. It's what the website says.
It is. It's just
also
not...
some of them say Pacific Standard Time and some of them say Pacific Daylight Time.
Yeah, it is a little like that's what I mean.
Somebody's dropped the ball.
That changes in what, October? Early November?
Yeah, can we get into that already?
Dude, I'm actually on with you. I'm with you on that. I think it all harkens back because when game day was at Wazoo, I went to that, you know. Funny enough, I was in Oregon UW the week before. I went to the game with some coworkers, and I got a great picture of me and the brand man at that weekend because I ran into him. And that game gets over. Overtime. Ducks win. And we're partying on the streets of Eugene, you know, hanging with the kids and getting loose, having some bevvies.
Don't do that again.
And then my buddy texts me and he goes, dude, it's happening. And I go, what? And then he sends me Reese Davis's Twitter. And Reese Davis says, pack your bags. We're going to Pullman.
Yeah.
And we party. I partied so hard that night just because I was excited. Anyway, so we get to Pullman for game day. And
it starts at like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, because it starts at 9 East Coast time.
So it starts at 6. But I mean, like those guys are out
early. Yeah, they're there. So we went to the bar till 2:30 and then walked the 6 blocks over to where game day was.
Stumbled the six blocks,
picked up a rack on the way over, and
were you guys just like eating Cougar Gold like by the slice?
We're just like eating cold pizza and drinking beer in this lawn waiting for game day. Game day starts and it's pitch black out. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that's kickoff? I'm kind of in for that, dude.
I mean,
now I'm asleep in the third quarter,
yeah,
but I'm way into that.
It depends on like where you go. Like if you're in Pullman, if you're in Morgantown, West Virginia, like if you're in small college town, like where like it matters, you could probably pull it off.
I know you could.
But like,
who would be willing to do it though?
Yeah, nobody.
Belichick?
No, nobody. God, no. That creature of habit? Absolutely not.
Oregon at UW. It'd have to be something like that.
No.
It
has to be like Maction. It has to be Maction. Like that's where you can get weird.
Cal Stanford?
Nah, that's
Cal Stanford.
No, it's too hoity-toity. It needs to be you could have gone in the OG Pac-10, Pac-12, like Pac-12 after dark, but it was like Pac-12 after dark, like that you could have gone away with
Pac-12 for breakfast.
Yeah, but I think if you were actually going to pull this off, it had to be Maction. It has to be just unhinged football.
Just completely
4 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Just completely just what the hell is this?
The Mac would be so pissed. They're like, dude, we already play on Tuesday at 7 o'clock to nobody on ESPN 5. Now I got to do it at 4 a.m.
You know who could pull it off? The academies.
Oh, they could. Totally.
Because, like, so we were at Army-Navy,
4 a.m.?
We were at Army-Navy.
Army-Navy, 4 a.m.?
So they bust the cadets in. And so Dusty and I are in the building. I want to say it was like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. And the game doesn't kick off until 3:30, 4. Like, we went through all the festivities. But the cadets, like, they come down from West Point. They come down from Annapolis in a bus. But they come down dressed in their dress uniforms. Mm. And they get there at, like, 2 in the morning. And they're literally under the stadium laying on sleeping bags until it was like time to like actually go. So like they're driving. So
they're used to it anyway. So they get up and go whenever they tell you to.
Look, if you want to talk about the level of insane athlete in college sports, there is no more insane athlete than academy athletes. Because not only are you used to getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and doing what's necessary for their military academy preparation stuff, they're getting up. Those guys are getting up at 3:30. To go to the gym and do their workouts and do their pre-day practice and walkthroughs and all that kind of stuff, and then go do the things that are required of them as cadets, as seamen, to go be future officers in the military.
What did he just say?
Oh yeah, seamen, the midshipman. But then they get out of school.
Again.
No, you got to pay extra for that.
Well, don't forget he's also a U.S. seaman.
Yeah, it's true. But also an airman. But then they get out of school. And then they go practice again.
Yeah.
Like the life of an athlete at an academy is the most deranged thing in college sports.
Yeah, so let's get Army-Navy, 4 a.m. I'm here for it.
I mean, the cadets would probably love it because they're up anyways.
I'm super here for it. Just anybody do it, please.
You know what? Someone else brought this on the text line. Didn't college basketball start with 24 hours
of
games? They
did, yeah. A couple times they did that, yeah.
You do have the midnight tip-offs.
Yeah,
the Duke, Kentucky, like they have like their it's like a scrimmage,
mm-hmm.
But like those are really cool. And then you get like the teams that'll fly to like Maui and Atlantis and what was the one game that was played on the aircraft carrier that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a bunch of basketball games. I feel like Izzo's usually involved.
Yeah,
in that.
And it's usually
or Roy Will when he was at North Carolina
or Krzyzewski because
yeah,
you know West
the
Army.
Army. Yeah,
yeah. So like basketball is probably easier to pull off because.
Well, it's a two-hour game, and you're not like...
Not only that, the rhyme and rhythm of sleep is like, it's different.
And you're not running as fast as you can to hit somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.